Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bob Duca. Hi, Bob Duca here with a Thank Goddess It's Friday edition of Affirmation Nation. Today I answer a listener letter that reads, Dear Bob, in schools, workplaces, and doctor's offices, I often see inspirational posters with images of kittens that say, hang in there, or breathtaking landscapes with captions that say things like determination or perseverance. I don't really feel like these posters represent me, as I lack the upper body strength to hang in there, and I'm more concerned with overcoming my fears than being motivated to climb a mountain. Are there any posters out there that you would recommend once I find a home with walls to hang it on? Thanks so much, Julia Hayes. Julia, you must have been reading my mind. For a while now, I've been working on inspirational posters, quote-unquote, for the rest of us. The following are some inspirational posters I've been working on that I think you'll find useful. Poster number one. Two pictures side by side. A hammock and a noose. The poster reads, hang in there, with an arrow pointing to the hammock. Not in there, with an arrow pointing to the noose. Poster number two. A once-proud bald eagle lies on a veterinary table. Under his bandaged wing, the caption reads, Sore, spelled S-O-R-E. Poster number three. Next to a massive redwood tree is a small redwood sapling. The caption reads, A father's love is hard to come by. Poster number four. Close-up of a man's feet. The man is wearing socks with sandals. The caption reads, Dare. A group of people load a 1,000-pound woman onto a flatbed truck. The caption reads, Together, we can accomplish the impossible. Poster number six. A half-full bottle of Prilosec. The caption reads, Optimism. Poster number seven. A distraught man with his head in his hands sits at the kitchen table. Behind him, a woman walks out the door. On the table in front of him is a woman's wedding band. The caption reads... Learn from your mistakes. Poster number eight. A runner sprints along a beautiful desert trail. The golden light from a perfect sunset surrounds him. Upon closer look, we see that the man has a terrorized look on his face, and he looks to the side to see if some great beast is still chasing him. The caption reads, Fear can save your life. Poster number nine. A young woman is entering a Planned Parenthood facility. The caption reads, Everything happens for a reason. Poster number ten. An old woman with a horribly scoliosified spine crosses the street. She uses not one, but two canes. It looks like it hurts for her to be alive. The caption reads, Nothing lasts forever. Well, I hope you find these useful. If you know anybody with a printer or a computer, please have them contact me, as I would love to get this going. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production. Co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.